You can start looking forward to the weekend now. Wednesday hump day, right? That's when we can start thinking about spending good quality time with those that we love the most. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, January 25th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, President Trump has always been a very proud man. When he takes a public position, he doesn't oftentimes like to back off of it. And sometimes that's been a good thing, a really good thing. For example, in 2016, he attacked the Iraq War as a disaster when every other fake top Republican warmongering elitist uniparty fossil shill was still sucking up and cucking to George W. Bush over that war, even though the war obviously was a disaster, all based on lies. It killed thousands of American soldiers and wasted trillions of your dollars, all for absolutely no gain. Everybody knew that was true. But the fake sellout cuck Republicans, the castrated, neutered cowards, wouldn't say it. Trump did. And that's a big reason why he won the support of hundreds of millions of people around the world. And it's been the same thing with Trump on a lot of issues. The media says that you can't criticize illegal immigrants, for example. Trump did, rightfully. But on COVID-19, President Trump's stubbornness has been a complete derailment. In the earliest days of the pandemic, Trump got tricked into backing Operation Warp Speed, the big taxpayer-funded plan to rapidly develop the COVID bioweapon, give Big Pharma legal immunity for what they produced, and then approve the heart attack shots almost instantly once they were publicly finished. It's this program's position that these things were publicly finished privately a long time ago. Donald Trump approved the operation and then bragged about it all throughout 2020. So that means that now, years later, of course, he's unwilling to change course or admit that he made a mistake. He's not listening to the millions of people who have been injured or who have seen their family members die suddenly after one of these euthanasia injections. He's certainly not reading any medical studies. Instead, he's just constantly pushing these shots. Just the other day, he was bragging that he's saved tens of millions of lives with his shots. So people are getting fed up. The other day, music artist Anomaly spoke for a lot of us when he tweeted this, quote, "He sold us out so hard. He's the vaccine salesman. Sad. Truly. I loved the guy. He hired pharmacy lobbyists, took meetings with Gates, and then tap danced for Big Pharma to roll out the new tech. The man is beyond out of touch, and I honestly don't even think he's a good person anymore." Unquote. The vaccine salesman. That's what President Trump has become in 2023. It's sad to see. And if Trump doesn't change his course soon, I think he'll be very surprised at how his former supporters react to him being on any kind of a ballot in 2024. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander worked on Trump's COVID team in 2020, and he joins us now for more on this. Dr. Alexander, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks to you once again for having me on your show.
Do you agree?
I'm agreeing with you at this point because we are baffled as to President Trump's recent statements, because the fact of the matter is that the lockdowns failed. Lockdowns never saved lives in the United States, anywhere in the world. And this COVID gene injection has failed. It's ineffective and it's deadly. And I think whoever is arming him with information, clearly misleading him. And importantly, President Trump needs to understand a simple thing, that we are imperfect people. Everyone makes mistakes. And I think he would gain a lot of followers, particularly on the left and independents, solidify his base if he stands up and says, look, you know, I made a mistake. I was misled because I'm not a scientist or doctor, and I depended on my my scientific counsel from Fauci, Burks, Hahn, etc., Bula, Bansal, Monsef, Slawi, etc. But they misled me, and I made the decision, but we have to fix this because many people have been harmed and died. And I, as President Trump, want to stand up and say, pull this instantly from the market and under no condition give children. None, zero. And until he does that, exactly what you just said, he could lose tremendous support. And I think that I think President Trump, for what needs to be done in Washington, is the best candidate for the job. I do think so. But I think he would lose that potential if he does not stand up now. And it's not later, it's now.
Yeah, we don't believe in candidates. We don't believe in the electoral process. We think it's all rigged and fake and gay. We don't acknowledge that we have a real political system in this country. But what we do acknowledge is that Donald Trump has sway over hundreds of millions of people. People trust him. People listen to him. Some people actually worship him. Dr. Alexander, you're a scientist. Science is based on making mistakes. Have you ever made a mistake before?
We all do.
Yeah,
we
and when you make a mistake, Dr. Alexander, you personally, do you acknowledge the mistake and then learn from the mistake?
Yes.
Yeah, we do too. We've made plenty of mistakes here at the Stu Peters Show. We've come out with stuff that was inaccurate or based on a bad source. We always correct that, and then we move on.
Yes.
At this point, if you don't move on, Dr. Alexander, if you make a mistake as a scientist, for example, in a lab, and you don't admit that you made the mistake and you keep doing the bad science, no longer is it a mistake. Now it's being done with intent. Is there any way that Donald Trump does not know about the recent Rasmussen poll? Is there any way that that Donald Trump doesn't know about Damar Hamlin or the millions of others? Is there any possible way that Donald Trump doesn't hear the feedback about the damage that this bioweapon is doing across the planet?
I don't think he could not know, because he's a very smart guy, way smarter than the media even realized, and he's on top of all of the news.
Well, then at this point, if just days ago he's saying that he saved tens of millions of lives, and he knows that he made a mistake, or he knows what this shot is doing, then how can we say it's a mistake anymore at this point?
Well, I don't think he's making a mistake. I think, yeah, he's making a mistake, but I think at some level, he is still believing that the actions on the lockdowns and this COVID gene injection was beneficial. Yet all of the data and just the evidence around us shows otherwise. So I'm not sure who's surrounding him right now, and I don't know what the intent is here. But if the intent is to move forward, particularly for the primary, with this message, I don't think he will get far. And we've been offering him an off-ramp. Myself, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, we've been writing and speaking out to him and trying to get messages. Right now, we're trying to write a letter to get to him, to try and give him the science again and explain it in different ways that he would understand again, and to let him know that Azar, Fauci, Burks, Francis Collins, the whole lot of them misled him. And if he stands up, Stu, if he stands up and says it, I am almost convinced that he'll be reelected, or absolutely convinced.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would hold on to the support that he has. I don't think that the establishment crime syndicate Uniparty is going to ever allow him to be installed into government again. I think that he'll be indicted and tried before then. And whoever the gatekeepers are that are preventing your request for a meeting with Donald Trump, those people should have a seat at Nuremberg as well. Because again, this guy has sway over hundreds of millions of people, and him coming out and continuing to say this is pushing people to go get their boosters. It's pushing people to build up these spike proteins and become bioweapons factories on their own. It's causing people to then walk around and shed all of this stuff on people who do know the science and have refused the injections at this point. And it's thwarting the efforts of truth tellers like, you know, everybody on this program and Karen Kingston and myself and you included, from actually being believed by the people who may even be so far as worshiping Donald Trump, which we think is an absolute mistake, violation of the commandments. You should worship only one God. We follow that very scrupulously. Of course, we would never worship Donald Trump. And doctors who continue to give this, scientists who continue to support this, all of them, including, here comes the unpopular opinion, President Donald Trump, who continue to push for these shots, are equally as complicit as Dr. Mengele Fauci.
Well, I would have to say that I have defended President Trump from the beginning, and I still support him and will defend him. He's like, this is a good human being. However, two of the greatest public health disasters happened under him. Devastating, and has devastated America and has damaged the world too. And you could make these terrible mistakes if you were given the wrong counsel. It has happened before, and he has to be able to stand up. There's a deep state that has worked against him from 2015 to today. Still, we know that. We can see that. But, you know, I'm so grateful, Stu, that I think we have some time. I mean, you know, I do some support with the wellness company, but it's you, Karen Kingston. You mentioned an important person. I want to give a shout out to her. I'm reading her work. You, Stu, who have been critical in these last 3 years to help us in this fight. You are the one who, in the beginning, you who led us on your show, people like McCullough and me, waged this battle. Had it not been for you, we would have not even at least held. Thank you very much, and do not stop. We need you, Stu.
Yeah, well, certainly we don't have any intent to stop. So we don't know and can't say for sure that Donald Trump is a fan of this show, but we do know with certainty that he does view this show. So yes. What would you like to say to him? You can address the president yourself.
Oh, Mr. President, you know, we support you. We voted for you. We supported you. There is a lot of time, not much. The information that you're probably looking at right now is wrong. It's flat wrong. The lockdowns, the school closures implemented by Fauci and Burks, it was theirs. They implemented it. And the vaccine, this gene injection brought by Pfizer and Moderna, Bula Bansal, they have been devastating. The data is clear. There's no waffling on the data. We are getting it accumulating daily. There's negative effectiveness, and these gene injections cause deaths. It is clear. The recent collapse of Damar Hamlin on the field, we have died suddenly, is a serious word now in our lexicon. It is real. This gene injection is very harmful, and we want you to step forward. We want you to step forward now in every possible podium you can get and denounce these gene injections and call for the stop pulling of them from the market complete, and under no condition give your healthy American child zero.
Amen. We agree. Dr. Paul Alexander, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, anytime. Thank you. You're saving lives. This is a litmus test. A litmus test at Mar-a-Lago, actually. And so I don't give a damn about the comments in social media or the chatter on the internet or the comments on this live broadcast. Oh, Stu Peters has TDS. Oh, Stu Peters is anti-Trump. He's a Trump hater. Oh, Stu Peters, he's a deep state plant. Stu's controlled opposition. I've been saying this for a long time. I knew it. See, he's controlled opposition. They don't give a damn. Controlled opposition, you want me to address that? Sure, I'm controlled by Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I won't stop saying the truth. I'll address controlled opposition even further. How about we address real opposition in times of war? The real opposition is anybody who suggests or recommends or props up or endorses a bioweapon injection that is killing real kids out here. Don't give me this crap about 5D chess or trusting a plan. Real kids are dying. This is an open declaration of biowarfare by world governments and elites on humanity, on global citizens, causing millions of people to drop dead, to die suddenly. The real opposition are those who are allowing it to continue. Oh, but Stu, President Trump has a gun to his head. Yeah, well, so do we. You don't think we get threats over here? They know where Trump's kids are. Yeah, they know where we all are. So this is a litmus test. There is no gray area. This is black and white. Anybody who endorses or supports or props up or suggests or recommends that anybody of any age, specifically children, but of any age, should get another one of these bioweapon injections, anybody who does not come out and call these for what they are, a bioweapon, a deadly weapon of biowarfare, a weapon of mass destruction, anybody who does not come out and say that is on the wrong side of history and will be judged.
the boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Protect yourself from the psychopath lizard things that want to take your kids and touch them and groom them and molest them and traffic them. The psychopaths who want you to inject yourself with a deadly bioweapon, and then they want to incapacitate you by taking all of your food away by the food supply shortage, and then come for your money and your guns. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. The imminent great financial reset that resets the electronic banking system to zero, it's going to happen. It's the only way that they can have ultimate control. But if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're set. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Also, if you mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco, $10,000, up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call him today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now. Welcome back. So, you know, I was just thinking about this last night with the whole Damar Hamlin situation. It's like they're mocking us sometimes. And speaking of mocking us, on Monday, billionaire Bill Gates made an appearance at the Lowy Institute in Sydney, Australia to talk about pandemics. Specifically, he showed up to talk about the next pandemic. It's funny how they get all of this information before you and I do, isn't it? Well, Gates said that Australia set a global model for how to handle pandemics. You should remember what that model was. Trapping the public indoors for months on end. Building quarantine camps to imprison people. Having police arrest people for sitting alone on the beach. Having the cops inspect people's coffee cups to make sure that it actually contains coffee and that people aren't just using it as an excuse to avoid mask mandates. Well, in the same appearance, Gates said that the rise of communist China was, quote, a huge win for the world. What the hell does that mean, actually? Oh, and here's something really interesting. Gates warned that the next pandemic could easily be man-made, with a virus made in the lab. Well, it wouldn't be the first one. Maybe Gates knows something about that. Naomi Wolf writes a newsletter on Substack, and she's all over this story. She joins us now to talk more about this. How do they get all of the information before us, Naomi?
Well, clearly they're producing the information because they're producing the story. They're producing the events. Bill Gates has been in the center, you know, in an alliance with the Chinese Communist Party, in alliance with big tech and big pharma. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been in the center of the manufacturing of these vaccines, right? That's not a secret. And I've detailed the receipts, if you like, in my book, The Bodies of Others, as well as on Substack. But he also, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has also been fundamental to buying up the world's news media. Millions of dollars, I believe $55 million from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the BBC alone, you know, millions to The Guardian, to NPR, to, you know, every major legacy news outlet, to The New York Times. And that was for COVID education or global health education. In fact, you know, someone asked me just last week about Tony Blair talking about how important it was to create a digital tracking infrastructure for healthcare. And I quickly looked up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There was Tony's $3.4 million for one country from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for this kind of global tracking through global health enterprise. So he's absolutely the kind of kingpin, but he's not alone. People I respect a lot see Bill Gates as a cat's paw for the Chinese Communist Party and certainly their allies, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, in kind of luring the West, whitewashing the messaging to the West, luring the leaders and heads of state in the West into engagement with our tax dollars into this kind of global takeover, which is really a handover to China and to China's allies, the WHO and the WEF. So here, what you're seeing is that the monster is kind of rising more and more visibly into view. Things that were behind the scenes are now coming forward. I understand that Bloomberg had been at a conference in Singapore where he introduced a senior Chinese Communist Party member and talked about how what a great model for the world China was, how efficient it was. You know, these globalists are completely in bed with China, and being in bed with China allows them to do things to Western populations that they wouldn't be allowed to do otherwise. And now we're seeing, I mean, I've done reporting showing that these injections, these mRNA injections that are making people so sick and killing people at great scale and dropping global populations of new live baby births by about 20%, between 13% and 20% around the world. The IP got switched over to China at the end of 2021, per the SEC filing. The Chinese Communist Party has opened 12 manufacturing plants in Western Europe, 2 in the United States for the Pfizer injection, certainly, which they own the IP of. And they also manufacture, so much, the masks, the hypodermic needles. But all of these huge sums that our taxpayer dollars went to subsidize for these injections really went to China. And all the money our taxpayer funds went for PPP went to China. So now you've got, and it's been my argument for like 10 months that this mRNA injection is a bioweapon. Certainly the virus looks like a bioweapon. I think it's too soon to say that for sure, but people should know that the Wuhan lab is overseen by the People's Liberation Army of China, and that all science and medicine in China is overseen by the CCP. We shouldn't be collaborating with them at all. And so now what I hear as, you know, someone with a geopolitical brain, rather than a medical brain, is that Bill Gates is threatening the rest of the world. He's not just warning them naturally, organically, there could be another pandemic. He's saying, give me all your money or I will unleash another pandemic. And he's also coming forward with his true allegiance, which is to the Chinese Communist Party. He's a traitor, and treason is a capital offense.
Punishable by execution and death, and the death penalty absolutely should be on the table for anybody who participates in that treasonous activity. You didn't mention the PCR test, the fraudulent PCR test, you've noted, also created by China, known to contain all kinds of different weird worms and things on them. That information, then your genetic coding and DNA information being sent right back to the PLA officials and to the Chinese Communist Party. This tracking, this digital prison that they want to implement, this is all originating in China. And for those people to say that China was a great global model, let's not forget people were trapped, welded inside of their apartments, burned to death because people couldn't get to them to save them. Isn't this kind of the utopia that Bill Gates dreams of? It's like a wet dream for him to see these people burning alive, isn't it?
I don't really understand the minds of true sociopaths, but he's not alone, right? That's what's so scary about what we're seeing. It takes the collaboration of many, many, many otherwise non-monstrous people around the world who are becoming monstrous in alliance with this agenda. I mean, look at all the people, you know, the head of Salesforce, the head of the New York Times, they're all at Davos. They're all supporting, you know, these wet dreams, if you like, these plans for a global dystopia. I don't want to get metaphysical, but I personally have looked at this from every angle, and I don't understand how it's possible for so many otherwise decent people to align with a global prison, a global concentration camp, a global effort to undertake the worst mass murder in human history through these injections, without thinking that there's something we don't understand that's above the level of human capability. I'll just leave it there, because there's no way to explain this without some dark power that is beyond us, that is now in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe it's AI, you know, maybe it's, I don't know what, maybe God is fed up with us. I literally don't know, but it's not just Bill Gates. It's the allegiance of all these other people. And yes, you can track the money very easily, but it's kind of shocking that human beings are at such scale are so willing to be bribed to do evil. I just think of people like Rochelle Walensky, you know, her husband, she was, you know, a distinguished person, mother of kids. She took $5 million through her husband getting a grant for his otherwise totally non-profitable startup. She's got a nice house in a Boston suburb. For that, she's willing to injure and murder babies and children and debilitate them with myocarditis and, you know, execute elderly people, you know, at scale. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And none of this is to be blamed on ignorance. Michelle Walensky absolutely knows what she's doing. It's being done intentionally and with a forethought. It's premeditated, 100%. There are victims in this country, however, who have been psyoped and programmed and brainwashed by our complicit media. Those people also should, too, be held to account when it's time for citizen grand juries, which we think should happen forthwith, or some sort of a tribunals, military. I don't know what it's going to be. For example, Nuremberg 2. There needs to be accountability. That's the phase that we should be in. The media should be complicit or accountable as equally as, you know, Tony Mengele Fauci, who pushed this shot on everybody and anybody who pushes or, you know, recommends or props up or endorses these bioweapon injections should be held to some sort of an account. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's not just my opinion. It's the law. For instance, right now we're suing Twitter because Twitter aligned with the White House and the CDC in smearing people and deplatforming people, including me. And they deplatformed me when I was raising an alarm at the very start about menstrual dysregulation, which now predictably 9 months after the rollout, you know, that was the first sign of what is now a 20% drop in live births, right? And if they hadn't suppressed that conversation, millions of women wouldn't be injured, millions of babies wouldn't be born dead or lost to spontaneous abortion and miscarriage. So yes, they should be liable, not just civilly, but criminally, in my view. And this is a very painful conversation because I am a free speech absolutist. And I believe that, you know, news outlets should have all their First Amendment rights. However, the lawyers who are advising us, the 250 volunteer lawyers, you know, do point out that when a news outlet takes money and then in response to the money lies to its audience in a way that injures them or coerces them to do something they wouldn't have done without that lie or with full information, which is also the law in this country. You're not allowed to withhold informed consent from people, right? So that's the doctors who are criminally liable. But just talk about the media. Well, that's fraud. It's also false advertising. And it's something really interests me. Another criminal offense that I'm looking at is human trafficking, because, for instance, universities like Yale, who are forcing their students to take the bivalent booster tested on 8 mice, for sure going to injure women reproductively, for sure going to injure young men in terms of cardiac health. Yale turns out to get more from HHS and from pharma than it does from tuition. So they're trafficking in the state of Connecticut, and federally, the law says they're trafficking students. You don't have to sexually exploit someone to traffic them. They're coercing them or forcing them to provide goods or services they wouldn't otherwise provide. Arguably, you could say that news outlets also committed trafficking crimes in forcing people essentially to make decisions with their bodies, to hand over their readers' bodies essentially to pharma without informed consent. So there's a bunch of crimes that the media have committed. And, you know, there does have to be accounting. It makes me really sad. But these people knew. If they didn't know, they should have known. It's not just, oops, run a correction on the front page. People died. And again, they took the money. So that's a very high level of corruption and criminality. And I have to give some more thought to what other crimes are fully represented by the media that took the money and injured people. But yeah, they should be, I'm sad to say it, but they should be prosecuted. Look, Stu, we're like, it's 1776 again. I've said this before. We have to realize we're at ground zero of rebuilding our America and our West. All of our major institutions collapsed in the last 2 years, collapsed themselves. They brought about their own ruination. No one trusts CNN anymore. No one trusts the New York Times. They trust the alternative media increasingly, right? So they brought about their own demise. No one trusts organized healthcare anymore. They murdered people. They knew they're murdering people to this day. So, you know, no one trusts the politicians who took $1 million from pharma. I'm talking to you, the RNC, and then, you know, pushed something that shouldn't have been pushed. No one trusts the FDA that colluded with Pfizer. You know, our book about with the 50 reports that the Pfizer volunteers, the War Room Daily Club volunteers have created based on these documents that have been hidden, they wanted to keep hidden for 75 years. That's out now. Believe it or not, it's number 4 in the Kindle nonfiction bestseller list, which is incredible, totally censored, only word of mouth. But the point is, it shows that our entire political establishment, all the way up to the White House, you know, betrayed us in the most horrific way. So I guess what I'm trying to say is we have to kind of stop hoping that they'll reform themselves. They're irredeemable. We have to start building parallel institutions.
We'd be derelict in our duties as Americans if we didn't do it, according to what our forefathers told us and according to what the Constitution says. Any form of government that's tyrannical oversteps itself, infringes on your inherent, inalienable, God-given rights, individual liberty, and or freedom should be abolished immediately and replaced with a representative form of government, which we have not had in this country for quite some time now. You did mention CNN and the New York Times. I'd like to also mention the Fox News Channel having their Patriot event and requiring vaccines. People like Sean Hannity and Mark Levin are responsible for killing people as well, and also too should be held to account. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Brilliant insight today. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Staying healthy isn't that hard. Let's talk about a few common sense key elements. Getting the proper amount of rest. Yeah, good sleep. Combating stress and anxiety. Promoting a strong immune system. All of these things are done with the miracle mineral magnesium. A lot of Americans, 75%, suffer a magnesium deficiency, which allows for low mood and sleepless nights, stress and anxiety, and ultimately an early grave. Well, we don't want that. So a lot of Americans that do recognize that are going out to get magnesium supplements. Make sure that you're getting the right one. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement is Magnesium Breakthrough. The 7 most critical types in the appropriate amounts of magnesium in your system with one pill, your evening dinner time, every single day. You'll get the right amount of rest. You'll promote a positive, strong immune system. All of these things. Your body's overall functionality. Magnesium Breakthrough can be found at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds. New year, new you. How many people say it? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. Well, Bill Gates is far from the only world leader pushing a globalist agenda. Last week was the big satanic Davos meetup. Thousands of traitors and evil servants of Satan were there, and every item on the agenda was about advancing globalism. For example, at Davos, a group of the world's largest banks, including HSBC and Deutsche Bank, announced the launch of a universal digital payments network. And that's exactly what it sounds like, by the way. It's a bid to create a single centrally controlled way of making digital payments. And by digital payments, they don't just mean wiring US dollars, but also things like cryptocurrency, which for the past decade have been one of the most popular ways to get around centralized control of money. That wasn't the only thing going on at Davos. An Oxford University professor who spoke as an expert at the World Economic Forum said that there is a coming cyberstorm that will involve epic cyber attacks of unprecedented scale. And right on cue, the head of Interpol said, this cyberstorm is a global threat that will require a global response. Does anybody think that this global response is going to mean more freedom or less surveillance? Of course not. Because for the Davos set, the only solution to problems is more power for themselves, and the more control over the masses that they have, the better. In some countries, they're getting further along with this than others. In Australia, for example, they're fully embracing digital ID as a way to enhance social control in the wake of COVID. Maria Z was watching Davos very closely last week, and she joins us now to discuss these goings-on. Maria, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. And you're absolutely right. This is going to mean more security, more surveillance. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security recently put out an alarmist statement on how climate change needs to be closely monitored by the DHS. Very, very interesting. But a Universal Digital Payments Network, or UDPN, for stablecoins and CBDCs was announced at the World Economic Forum just this year. The UDPN reports that several tier one banks will participate in a series of test cases throughout the rest of this month to demonstrate how UDPN could be used to solve current and future challenges in integrating currency into daily business, banking, and payment scenarios. We just saw Lori Lightfoot talk about the answer to crime is to just stop using cash. We're going to use digital currencies. Meanwhile, her state's basically on fire. But on top of that, we've had the WEF announcing, as you said, that they're expecting catastrophic cyber attacks over the next 2 years. So let me paint how this is going to roll out, Stu. What we can expect to see is a continued disruption of services, including telecommunications, banking, cyber attacks, privacy breaches, and so on. This will be part of the conditioning. And let me just give you a quick example of the conditioning. I had to go into a telco provider here recently in Australia. On their wall displayed for the staff, the brainwashed staff, is make sure that you're pushing digital ID. This is going full scale in Australia. All the telco providers have, as I've mentioned to you before, a digital ID option, but they are conditioning people through the corporate world, as is always the case. But meanwhile, while all of this is going on, dissidents will be punished. This week, Stu, I have two crucial interviews coming out on Uncensored, and thank you so much for your network, which allows us to get this information out. Today at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'll be on with Clay Clark to discuss CBDCs, the mark of the beast, and what people need to prepare for. Also, Ukraine and how this is all leading to this system, and all of your tax dollars are going to fund the first fully AI-powered cashless society in the world. That's right. And on Friday, listen to this, Stu, I'll be on with a military veteran who's had his bank accounts shut down, not frozen, not temporarily suspended, completely shut down. Why? Because of his political views. And it's coming for every single one of us. As they launch the CBDCs, every single one of us is at threat. So people really need to prepare for this, Stu.
More on that coming up following this program. Maria Z, Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Join me as a Curable customer. Go to Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. I use the pain cream for my shoulder. Baseball injury when I was younger. Completely messed up my shoulder. Unbearable pain until I found Curable. Other CBDs did not work. I don't know why. I don't know where they come from. And that leads me to my next point. Why would you be getting CBD where you can't source the hemp? All the hemp from Curable is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors there, and it's a family-owned business. These people are real patriots, a real family-owned small business. Curable.com. Treat things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, stress, and anxiety. Prevent low mood. Boost your overall immune system, Parkinson's disease, ADHD. People use CBD for all kinds of things naturally and avoid the medical industrial complex. Poison pushers. Go to Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So a few weeks ago, we spoke about the incredible case of Heather Hudson and her 21-year-old son. If you don't remember, Heather's son was forced to get the jab in order to work his dream job, but the shot injured him so badly that he nearly died. It's our opinion that that is the intended consequence of these shots. Her son had an overwhelming autoimmune response that attacked his entire body. He began coughing up blood, shedding skin around his hands. He developed blood clots in his joints. Heather's son might very well have died if she had not gotten him into the care of Dr. Eduardo Balbona, who immediately started him on, guess what? an ivermectin treatment regimen to attempt to undo the damage of the clot shot. Well, today we wanted to welcome Dr. Balbona back onto the show. He says that the case of Heather's son is anything but unusual. We wanted to talk to him about what exactly is happening inside the bodies of young people post-injection that's causing such a varied array of debilitating side effects. He says that it all centers on the infamous spike proteins and how the shots don't just contain them, but they actually train your body to make more of them. Obviously, we want to learn more about that. And to that end, Dr. Balbona joins us now. Sir, thank you for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what is it about the spike protein? What is it about the shots that causes these young people to produce more and more of them?
Well, when the vaccine was first introduced, we were told that the vaccine would be injected into the arm and would last there for 2 or 3 hours and then be destroyed. It would not go anywhere else in the body. And there would be no harm. We would just expose the immune system to the spike protein, have an immune reaction, and it would be a very effective vaccine.
Yeah, we've proven that that's a lie. Yeah. All of that is lies. So what is it actually doing, Dr. Balbona? Yeah.
So it's actually spreading throughout the body, and it's persisting at least for months, if not longer. And it's causing havoc in several different organs in the body and tissues. The spike protein binds to the ACE receptor. The ACE receptor is ubiquitous in our bodies. It lines our blood vessels. It's in several organs, such as the heart. And the spike protein attacking those tissues is leading to complications and injury in patients.
Have you ever seen a natural coronavirus that does what this so-called respiratory virus is doing or behaves in this manner?
No, I mean, there are features of the coronavirus, COVID-19, that appear to be very unique and appear to be man-made in nature. They're causing problems, I would say, in three categories: neurologic, hematologic or clotting, and finally autoimmune. And the autoimmune component of it may be from the spike protein, but also may be from the mRNA carrier, which is a phospholipid bubble that we know has several immunogenic components, such as polyethylene glycol or PEG. About, depending on the study, up to 40% to 50% of people have antibodies to PEG. And if you already have antibodies to it and you keep injecting it into people, it's very predictable that the immune system is going to react, and it can react in ways that are not not healthful for the patient. It can activate the innate immune system, which really means the complement cascade that activates the clotting system, and suddenly you have an otherwise healthy person in a life-threatening situation, like was the case with that patient.
We've been really blessed here on this program for the bravery of Karen Kingston, who formerly worked for Pfizer. She's an incredibly qualified, extremely experienced biotech analyst, and she brought patents to us. Now, these patents are used in the injection, so nobody can dismiss this and say, well, people get patents for things all the time. It's never been used. No, these patents were used here for this virus and these shots. And for the pegylated lipid nanoparticle that's contained in the aforementioned, it specifically states that this is a weapon of biowarfare. Do you agree that that's what this is acting like?
I think that there's a compelling case to be made that this was actually developed in a bioweapons laboratory, and that likely was its intent. You know, the question of whether it was released intentionally or by accident is beyond what I can, you know, guess, but I'm hopeful that this was not intentional. This is a novel, serious virus. It causes a lot of problems. I think what has been most disturbing to me is the attempt by, you know, institutions we've trusted for years and by our government to interfere with the treatment of this virus and subsequently with the treatment of those injured by the vaccine for this virus. The symptoms are actually very similar. I mean, the virus produces spike protein, and fortunately, the body has mechanisms of controlling that, and generally does within a few days, a week or two. And the vaccine we misguidedly created creates much more of this spike protein, and the spike protein is very toxic. Why we're using this vaccine is a mystery to me.
Well, it's not a mystery to us. I mean, we believe that we know why this is being used. And I want to get into some of the treatments, some of the things that you have found that people can do in just a second, because obviously people are looking for remedy. There's a lot of people who have post-injection remorse. They want to undo what they did. We'll ask you if that's possible in just a minute. But to address the intent, we don't believe that these are vaccines at all. If these were just a misguided science, or if this was an accidental leak, or if this was a mistake of some sort at the Wuhan, you know, Institute of Virology, which is a bioweapons lab that we believe that this thing was intentionally released from. If it was a mistake, though, Dr. Balbona, don't you agree that with the amount of death and carnage and not side effects or adverse events, we consider them intended consequences, with all of this documentation and data regarding these bioweapon injections that we now readily have access to, with the recent Rasmussen poll that suggests that close to 50% of Americans believe that they know somebody who's died suddenly after getting these injections, don't you think that they would stop them if it was an accident, if it was not intentionally released?
I have repeatedly called for the mRNA vaccines in particular to be halted. They're not safe. There's no evidence that they're safe.
So the question is, why is nobody listening to you, and why is nobody listening to us and the other doctors and millions of Americans that are screaming to stop these shots, incinerate the supply, seize them, and hold accountable the people who release them?
I think there's been a dearth of integrity. I mean, if you look at the medical institutions, probably the most glaring example is ACOG, the Association for OBGYN, which has never recommended vaccines during pregnancy. They took a lot of money from the federal government, and suddenly every pregnant woman should have this vaccine that is not safe. It's not safe in pregnancy, and it's harming our most vulnerable, you know, the infants and the pregnant women, and they won't stop.
That's the intent.
And more and more, you know, physicians are saying, no, this has to stop. And what I try to tell patients is, this is not political. This is medicine. And we can't harm our patients. If we believe that the shots are harming patients, and there's very good evidence that they are, I'm seeing it every day, we should stop doing things that cause harm. And especially in these populations that have zero risk, like pregnant women, like, you know, young children, they have no risk from COVID. I live in Florida. You have a greater risk of being struck down by lightning than you do dying of COVID if you're a child. That seems like a very straightforward reason not to give these children something that could cause permanent harm or even death. I mean, it's not even a discussion. And unfortunately, our institutions will not have a discussion. They won't have a debate. They won't review the science and the data because, I mean, all segments of society, from the insurance companies to the Kaiser Permanente hospital systems, are seeing harm. And the failure of these vaccines, they're not protecting people, they're not stopping transmission, they're not stopping hospitalization or deaths, and they're causing increased excess mortality.
Yeah.
There is very convincing evidence that once we rolled these out, excess mortality spiked.
Yeah, and they're not doing anything to protect people. They're doing everything to kill and harm and maim and handicap and incapacitate people, especially our children. And to address the kids, it would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and drown in the depths of the sea than to harm these little ones. We have to continue to fight for our kids. Go ahead.
No, I just don't understand how pediatricians can sleep at night doing this. I mean, I was like, come have this. How can you do this?
There'll be a spot for them at the table at Nuremberg when we have that 2.0.
If you would have told me physicians would be so passive and so compliant, you know, 5 years ago, I said, no, we're a prickly bunch. We don't obey. We do what's right. And that hasn't been the case.
We're thankful to God that there is still a handful of you out there. With just a couple minutes here.
They just need to be woken up.
Yeah, they do. And they need to
stand up, take care of your patients, be a good physician. Even in California, you need to be a good physician. If the government says they're going to, you know, harass you and intimidate you and coerce you, if every physician in California said, no, we're not going to do this, it would stop. You know, everyone needs a good physician. There are lots of good physicians, and they're being compromised by the system. And we cannot allow that. That's just wrong.
What should people do to treat themselves in, I have 2 minutes left here, and I'm sorry, okay. It was an interesting conversation. What should people do to treat themselves if they've gotten one of these injections or if they're around people who have and they're concerned about shedding and other effects of this spike protein bioweapon?
Well, the first thing to do is stay healthy. For COVID and all things COVID, vitamin D, zinc, and C are excellent first starts. There are things that help remove spike from the body, such as intermittent fasting that promotes autophagy. You can learn more of that, about that at the FLCCC.net website. There are also some interesting new therapies that are coming that I think make a lot of sense. So things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And again, every patient is different. So I'd sit with the patient and listen to them, see what kind of issue they're having, what kind of adverse reaction if it's a vaccine injury, and then you treat the person in front of you. There, I wish there was one treatment that would treat everyone, but that's not the case. In some patients, they have the vaccine and their blood pressure goes crazy. It goes from 120 to 200 and they have a heart attack or a stroke. And other patients, they get the vaccine and their blood pressure goes as nothing, to 70 or 80. And we treat those patients differently. I believe it's the same phenomenon. It's the ACE inhibitor on the endometrium, on the endothelium, that's being stimulated by the spike protein. And the body is just reacting in a different way.
Yeah. I'm running out of time here, Dr. Balbona. We really appreciate you being here. You heard Dr. Balbona mention the FLCCC website. That's a great place to go. If you're looking for a doctor to treat you, we've told you about the doctors that we trust. It's a group that you'll find at heroicdoctors.com. These are not drug pushing drug dealers. These are not genocidal psychopathic maniacs. These are the people who will actually treat you on an individual basis. They'll prescribe things like ivermectin, like Dr. Balbona was speaking of. They'll prescribe things like hydroxychloroquine. You can find that group at heroicdoctors.com. We trust them. We think that you should check them out. People like Dr. Paul Alexander and others over there at heroicdoctors.com, Dr. Ben Marble, others who have been out here advocating for what Dr. Balbona was just speaking of. Also, as far as staying healthy like Dr. Balbona recommended, ZStackProtocol.com. More from that right now. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100, commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
If you want to eat carbs, if you want to enjoy the things that we all love, like spaghetti, bread, potatoes, all the things that taste great, but you stay away from them because you think you're going to pack on all of that unwanted weight. Nope, you got to do keto. You got to do this or that. No. There is a scientific formula that allows you to consume the carbs that you want without putting on all of the extra weight, the fat, the stuff that you don't want. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew, thehealthyfat.com/stew. This is not some conspiracy theory tinfoil hat thing, although the hat seems to fit me well. It's not one of those things. There's a scientific formula. You'll find it at thehealthyfat.com/stew. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. So Stu Crew spent this last weekend in Orlando, Florida at the Restore Freedom Rally, where the real remedy was proposed, an actual real plan, us being a part of the plan, not trusting some weird plan. Anyway, if you missed it, guess what? You can now get all of the information that was there. Go to restorefreedoms.org. Again, restorefreedoms.org. Speaking of freedom and speaking of Florida, Carlos Cortez joins us now for the Money Minute to talk about your financial freedom, Carlos.
Yes, we need to have a plan for safety. There's a lot of things going on. I don't know if you saw the last episode I did on Scriptures on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve now has FedNow, which is an electronic forced banking system that they want every citizen, every business out there to implement. they're saying that it's going to be safe and secure. And all it is just a financial inoculation on the financial side so they can trace and control. So we need to have a plan. Whether we use more cash, whether we have a little bit of silver and gold in our house, whether we have insurance on our money, we need to have a proactive plan. And we're here. We have the solutions. It's very simple. You just got to give us a call so we can give you a consultation, give you advice.
Not only that, but you're not some run-of-the-mill communist-controlled financial advisor that just has to jam the customers into a box. And that's the thing. That's what keeps me advertising for you. It's not because you pay us. A lot of people want to pay us to be on this program, believe me. But we stay with you because of the emails that I get where people are like, hey, he custom built something around our personal scenario, what we've saved, where we've invested. And he's done it in a clean way that matches up with our values, our morals, and our faith. And for that, we're extremely appreciative. Book that appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com for Cortez Wealth Management. Or you can call Carlos, that guy right there in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. 813-448-3446. Safety is what he's preaching right now. And we're not talking DeMar Hamlin. We're out of time for now. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.